This episode of Be Calm on Awe Island is sponsored by Sambuckle. Fall is right around the corner. That means back to school, which is a great time for refreshing healthy routines. A simple way I like to make sure I'm keeping myself and my family healthy is by taking Sambuckle every morning. Sambuckle helps support our immune systems. It's made from premium European black elderberries, which are a natural source of powerful antioxidants and key vitamins that help support a healthy immune system. They have syrups, gummies, chewable tablets, drink powders, capsules, and more. They also have products made just for kids and babies. Awe Islanders can get 15% off their next order of $9.99 or more at SambuckleUSA.com by using promo code CALM15 at checkout. That's 15% off your order of $9.99 or more at SambuckleUSA.com. Use code CALM15 at checkout. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We wanted to let you know about a show that's returning this summer holiday. Puffin's award-winning children's podcast, Mission Imagination. Hosted by celebrated comedian Babatunde Aleshe, alongside two young Puffineers, the podcast will immerse young listeners into a different author's magical world every week of the summer holidays. From weather brewing workshops, to mysterious underwater worlds and fun fairs, young listeners will be taken on a captivating journey to celebrate the power of imagination. But be warned, there are rules for stepping foot in these dreamlands, and when rules are broken, danger follows. Mission Imagination is suitable for ages of 8+ and is available on Apple, Spotify, and the Puffin Books YouTube channel.
Hello everyone, let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. First, set your listening buddy to your side and let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you're breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again. Deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you're going to think about how your body feels in the air. As if you're resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, so you're very safe. You'll start by thinking about your feet, slowly move up to your head, and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your cloud. It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze hugs you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Now, think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the clouds support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze circle you as the cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Now focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud carries you and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to drift between them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, floating on the comfy little cloud. Now, think about your arms. How do they feel? Are they warm or cool? Let the wind gently circle them, then rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body as you float on the little cloud. Next, focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the cloud and feel them soften. Breathe like a dragon in and out. The cloud holds your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Now think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on the cloud. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze circles your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth, back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Forest's Secret. Honora gave her mom a kiss on the cheek as she hurried outside to meet her friend Alice. The two friends had plans to go exploring today. Honora hurried over to the big rock and with the sparkling pink crystals at the edge of the forest. Then she heard a voice say, "I'm right behind you," with a giggle. Honora turned around, knowing immediately who it was, and saw Alice quickly catching up with her. The girls giggled as their eyes met. "Are you ready to go exploring?" Honora jumped as she asked excitedly. "I can hardly wait," Alice said, jumping along with her. "I even wore my boots in case there was mud." "Me too," Honora said, pointing to her feet. Then she stopped jumping and asked, "Hey, what's that?" Honora had noticed a little toad sitting next to the sparkly rock. She bent over to touch the toad, and the toad hopped just out of Honora's reach. "It's a toad," Alice exclaimed. "Here, I'll catch her." Alice bent over to scoop up the toad, and she hopped just out of Alice's reach. They both laughed, and Honora said, "I don't think she wants to be picked up." As Honora took a step towards the toad hopped away, this time a little further. Honora and Alice followed, wondering where the little toad was leading them. Eventually, the toad led the girls into the enchanted forest. Once the little toad reached the forest, she quickly disappeared under the big leaves of a plant. The girls didn't see where the toad had gone. They were distracted by a trail of puddles. Alice looked at Honora and smiled. "We have boots," she said. And with that, Honora hopped into the first puddle with a splash. Alice hopped into the next one. The girls splashed as they followed along the puddle trail. Though the puddles started off large, slowly they began to shrink in size. At first, the girls had been able to jump with both feet in. Then they could only stomp one foot in the puddle at a time. And now they could barely squeeze their toes in the water, making the tiniest splash. It seemed that this was as far as the puddle trail would take them. Honora looked around at the trees surrounding them. Sunlight filtered through the trees easily, since the leaf buds were barely able to shade the ground. A sunbeam directly lit up an old sign. Honora made her way over to it, and Alice followed. The dragon wandered through the enchanted forest looking for the spot where it had splashed in the mud with the trucks. It had seen the sign tree near that spot and hoped to find it again. As the dragon weaved through the trees, it heard laughing and knew some kids were around. Quickly, the dragon hid behind a large tree, worried that the kids would see it and be frightened. When the dragon saw the girls, it noticed they were standing right next to the sign tree. The dragon watched, waited, and listened to see what the kids would do. Honora said, "It's a sign, but I can't read it. Mud is covering the words." Then she slid her hand carefully across the surface of the old wooden sign, smoothing the mud out of the way. Slowly she read, "It says, Awe Island." "Oh, it's one of the old island signs," Alice exclaimed. "My dad talks about them all the time. They used to be all over the island, so that the island guests knew what everything was." The dragon heard the girls read the sign. "Awe Island," it thought. "That's the name the train was looking for." The dragon felt excited to share with the train the answer, and then realized it would be difficult to tell the train what the island's name was without speaking. The dragon decided to think about how to share the answer as it waited for the girls to leave the woods. Alice and Honora had begun to share the stories their parents had told them about how the signs helped the island guests. There used to be lots of guests to the island, looking for a calm and cozy place to relax. Awe Island was always very peaceful. The girls wondered where all the guests were now. They knew kids still needed a peaceful place to relax. Alice said thoughtfully, "Well, this sign is hidden. I wonder if the island guests forgot how to find the island. Maybe if we made the signs brighter again and move them out where they can be seen, our island guests will return." That's a great idea, Honora said. Let's do that for our next adventure. Now I think it's time to go home. And with that, the two girls followed the trail of puddles back out of the forest. They knew they were in the right place when they saw the rock with the sparkling pink crystals through it. Alice and Honora waved goodbye and headed home. Honora yawned as she opened the door to her house. Stomping in the puddles had taken a lot of energy. She left her muddy boots on the mat under the coats and washed her hands in the closest sink. Mud swirled down the drain. At dinner, she told her parents about the sign she had seen and the idea she and Alice had for making the signs brighter. Her parents thought they had a good idea. Honora stretched and went to her room, happy to know they liked her idea. She nestled into her fluffy pillow, feeling cozy and warm, and thought of all she had to be grateful for. Honora was grateful for the fun day with Alice. She was happy to have found the old wooden sign for Awe Island. Most of all, Honora was thankful and excited at the thought of helping guests in need of relaxing find their way to the island once again. Honora closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Honora took another dragon breath, calming her body in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted. And Honora fell asleep, imagining island guests relaxing on the shores of Awe Island once again. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.